The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Guys, I'm very excited for this episode. I hope you are all well rested and ready for a new year. This is going to be your year, and we believe this is the year we're going to get justice for Father Joe. There's always a time in an investigation or a story you're pursuing where there's a momentum shift. Like when the case breaks, you can literally feel the ground shake beneath your feet, as if a fault line a mile below just broke loose. And let me tell you, the Deadly Diocese world has been quaking, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, every time we've talked to our team in Buffalo for the last month, there's a new development. Some I can and will be speaking on this episode, and others will have to wait for future episodes. But there's basically just so much to fill you in on, it's just not all going to fit in one or probably even two episodes.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year. Seems like there's already been a lot of action in the new year.
We appreciate all the hard work and the extra eyeballs on all of the security footage you guys on Patreon are putting together. We actually asked Sue about a comment we got about two guys in the basement, and she knew who one of them was, and here's what she had to say.
One, I believe, is Peter Zimmer, because they were setting up for the Holy Name breakfast on Sunday. That's okay. When he said he heard two pops, and he said he saw, not directly to me, because they don't talk to me, that Joey's truck was still there. And my contention was, you knew he had Mass at St. Francis. Why didn't you people go knock on the door? Maybe they could have stopped what was going on. But that's when he said he heard the two pops and thought it was
okay.
A car.
Okay, so that's
fire.
Who you think it is?
Yeah.
So who do you think the second person is?
That I don't know. I would have to see the picture. I don't know if it was Joe, the maintenance guy, or. But,
now, the biggest takeaway from this is the two pops. Not one, but rumor has it, he heard two pops. And this is something Sue had told us, you know, the very first time we met her, you know, that there was a gentleman who said that he heard two pops. But now there's kind of more of a body to put it the story to in the security cam footage. So please keep combing through it. We're looking into all the leads with the security camera footage, and guys, there's got to be something there. There's just so many angles, and it's the whole day. We're taking it, you know, 2 hours at a time ourselves. We've seen the security camera footage before, but to have it digitized and have it available to put on our big, you know, HDMI it to the TV screen and look at these security angles moment by moment throughout the day has been very telling. So don't stop looking. Keep sending us any leads you have, anything that seems peculiar in the footage, and we're going to keep putting up 2 hours at a time. Obviously, it works through the whole day. There's a lot of footage there. We got like 14 hours of it. Anyhow, as we delve deeper into the IP prospects, we found some very interesting facts about his email that is actively being explored right now, but I can't really say much more. But something else that kept coming up was BuffNet. What's BuffNet, you ask? Well, BuffNet was an internet service provider in Buffalo, one of its firsts. The company launched in 1995, and in January 2009, abruptly shut down service at a time when the internet was booming. Peculiar. And one of their customers happens to be the Diocese of Buffalo. Now, you gotta think. Many churches throughout Buffalo had been coming online since 1999, part of that American Online AOL era. And that included priests, nuns, clergy of all kinds, experiencing the World Wide Web. And knowing what we know now, it would come as no surprise if there were pedophile priests employing this new network technology to satisfy their nefarious desires. Whether it be on chat rooms, classifieds, dark web libraries, or the like. And it may be reasonable to believe that a creepy old guy using his diocesan computer might not ever even think that that information could be tracked or stored somewhere off of his computer. But back to BuffNet. I'm going to be pulling from a very well-prepared synopsis one of our friends on our secret investigative team we've got in Buffalo, who will remain anonymous, has compiled through his valiant research efforts. All of his work has been sourced and cited, and I'm going to read his opening. Buffalo, New York has been a hub for corruption, with a deeply interconnected web involving the Diocese of Buffalo, local law enforcement, organized crime, and influential political figures. At the center of this network is Dennis Vacco, former New York State Attorney General, whose career reveals patterns of systematic protectionism, ethical lapses, and selective prosecution. His involvement in high-profile cases like BuffNet, his alleged ties to organized crime, and his protection of the diocese highlight a broader culture of impunity. This analysis examines Vacco's tenure, the BuffNet operation, his role as legal counsel for the diocese, and the influence of key figures such as Ed Cosgrove, Jack Kemp, and New York Senator Alfonso D'Amato. And what makes BuffNet's story so absolutely vital and pertinent to our investigation is that BuffNet was shut down and suppressed under Vacco's oversight through Project Ripcord, an operation targeting child pornography. And while the investigation allegedly implicated 1,500 individuals, the public was provided no accountability. The public was not informed if there were clergy or potentially figures inside of a sex trafficking or human trafficking ring, such as Jeffrey Epstein's, that may have been implicated. Okay, so Vacco starts Project Ripcord to take down child pornography rings on the internet. And he does this in 1998. And quickly, they started uncovering a lot of online contraband, if you will. And so they began a broader probe into child pornography that led to more than 36 arrests, 14 convictions, and 7 of those people were arrested in the United States, as well as 3 in Canada, which is significant considering how close Buffalo is to Canada. And what else is pretty interesting is the only internet service providers, you know, that were taken down were in New York State. Nowhere else in the country. And what's most peculiar to me is that not all internet service providers in New York had access or allowed access to the particular child pornography bulletin board that Vaco got them on. So I'm going to read this from the New York Times. It's an article from the New York Times. The Buffnet investigation began in January 1998 under the previous Attorney General Dennis Vaco, after state investigators received a tip about a group called Pedo University that used a bulletin board on the internet to trade pictures of children having sex with adults. These bulletin boards, known as news groups or Usenet groups, are not websites, but allow people to post electronic files, including pictures. The bulletin board was not available on all internet service providers. State investigators said that only 3 in New York allow their clients to access it: Buffnet, near Buffalo, Dreamscape Online in Syracuse, and a server that has not been identified in Albany, New York. Now, was this just a convenient error that these 3 internet service providers had kind of a backdoor into the dark web allowed on their servers? Or was it intentional? And something else that becomes very important is the time frame of when the investigation starts and when they come to a conclusion in 2001, because earlier in 2001, co-founder of Buffnet, Michael Hassett, left the company during a period when Buffnet was facing mounting legal challenges. He just walks out the door and seemingly is held unaccountable in any way, and we don't know the nitty-gritty details of that departure or what he's doing post Buffnet, but there is reason to believe that Hassett had ties to the church, family ties to the church, and perhaps he was tipped off that this investigation was coming to a close and that they weren't going to win the legal battle.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Again, everything on this podcast is alleged. These are opinions, conjecture about the topic, and everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Even if you can't trust that court of law, which seems to kind of be the case in Buffalo. The other co-founder, Gary Bacchietti, and now president of BuffNet, said that the state had entrapped his company and pursued an unfair prosecution. He maintained that the state investigators had never officially notified his company about a bulletin board where the illicit pictures were available and had not asked for it to be shut down. Mr. Bacchietti said that he had agreed to plead guilty to the misdemeanor charge to end the 2.5-year investigation. The company, which is based outside of Buffalo, has 27 employees, 6,700 subscribers, and has spent over $100,000 defending itself. A trial might have meant bankruptcy, Bacchietti said, adding, it was just time to cut your losses and move forward. Now, this ruling took place in late February of 2001, and Michael Hassett left the company in 2001, so, you know, just a few weeks before. I don't know the exact date. I don't know if that information's available. But seems a little fishy that before an official judgment is made, one guy gets to leave scot-free and not have his name tarnished or attached to this court ruling. Now, we don't know if it's this judgment that actually led to the eventual downfall of BuffNet. But what we do know is that Gary Bacchietti maintains that he was entrapped by former New York State Attorney General Dennis Vacco. BuffNet pleaded guilty to fourth-degree criminal facilitation for enabling others to transmit child pornography. Michael Hassett left the company just mere weeks before. The Diocese of Buffalo was a longtime customer of BuffNet, which included many churches, including Our Lady of Victory, the crown jewel of the Buffalo Diocese. And Project Ripcord led to more than 36 arrests, 14 convictions, and at the time of this article in 1998, 34 people were still under investigation. 7 people, including a juvenile, were arrested in the United States. 2 of them were from New York, as well as 3 in Canada, 1 in New Zealand, 2 in Sweden were arrested, and 2 New York State internet service providers, BuffNet and Dreamscape, were seized as a result of Project Ripcord. It was also said by Vacco that the investigation turned up 1,500 child pornography suspects in 31 countries, and that was in September of 1997 when the investigation first started. Now, despite numerous arrests, no clergy were arrested under Project Ripcord, which is peculiar with the amount of impending lawsuits that the diocese would see. And who else better to handle those sexual harassment matters than Dennis Vacco himself, who was the Buffalo Diocese legal counsel during this period of time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
And we're left with the question, was evidence from Operation Ripcord suppressed to protect powerful allies within the diocese or other political networks? And just, who is Dennis Vacco and why is he important? So I'm going to break it down with a quick bullet-pointed summary. Dennis Vacco served as Assistant District Attorney in Erie County, New York from 1978 to 1988. During this decade, he gained extensive experience in prosecuting a wide range of criminal cases, laying the foundation for his subsequent appointment as U.S. Attorney for the Western District of New York, and later as New York State Attorney General. During his Attorney General tenure, Vacco focused on headline-grabbing operations like BuffNet's Project Ripcord, but consequently and conspicuously failed to prosecute clergy abuse or figures like Jeffrey Epstein, whose trafficking network operated within his jurisdiction. Critics argue his actions prioritize political allies over justice. He also has ties to Ed Cosgrove and Jack Kemp. Vacco's legal career was shaped under the mentorship of Ed Cosgrove, a former Erie County DA, FBI agent, and legal counsel for the diocese. Known for his leniency toward pedophiles and a role on the board of Christ the King Seminary, Cosgrove epitomized institutional complicity. His connections extend to political figures like Congressman Jack Kemp, who backed Vacco's rise. This network exemplifies the intersection of political, clerical, and legal power in Buffalo. Now, post-public office, Vacco served as legal counsel for Bishops Richard Malone and Edward Grosch in their abuse lawsuits. With the diocese bankrupt, these bishops were forced to pay legal fees personally, and they hired Vacco to defend them. You know, the guy who started Project Ripcord and was gonna take down the pedophiles and the child pornographers. He's protecting the church now? How do you flip that one on its head? I mean, it creates a big question. A question I wanted to discuss with some of our friends in Buffalo.
No, Greg, I was gonna say too, if you look and do some research, I want to say it was in the Buffalo News. Dennis Vacco was mentioned, and one of the investigators for the state of New York during this RICO Act investigation, I believe, asked or was going to ask Bishop Malone and Bishop Grosch about the apostolic investigation. And in the article, Dennis Vacco informed both that they were not to answer questions regarding that apostolic investigation. Both Stephen and I adamantly called for an apostolic investigation into what was going on in Buffalo. And, Mr. Vacco is representing Bishop Malone, and Mr. Vacco is advising his clients to not answer questions about what was discovered in that investigation.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Yeah, and to my understanding, you know, Dennis Bacco got his start. I believe he was in the assistant district attorney under Ed Cosgrove. And then there was a situation where Mr. Cosgrove was very lenient on
a notorious pedophile in Buffalo. It was a layperson that had no, his abuse didn't have connections to the church, but he was a notorious pedophile in Buffalo.
And he was given, to my understanding, an ACG. And it just sort of went away. He wasn't arrested. Nothing happened to him. And then you have Dennis Bacco working under Ed Cosgrove. Dennis Bacco is then moved up into the Department of Justice, I believe, for the Western District of New York. As one of the attorneys, and but then eventually to New York Attorney General. And when he was New York Attorney General, he had this Project Ripcord, where here in Buffalo, a company by the name of Buffnet, there was allegations of some sort of a server that was hosting child porn, and the name of the server was something like Pedo Unit, and you had Dennis Bacco having this Project Ripcord going on, where apparently the images were so graphic that were being sent to his agents that it caused them to rip the computer out of the wall from what they saw. And after that, I don't know how anyone could turn around and defend someone that has accusations of just not doing their job, not dealing with things that need to be dealt with. I don't see how that could not shake someone at their core. I don't know why he took the case. I don't know. It seems like it goes against everything that he would have stood for. And then to find out that his sister has accusations of over 200 times of molestation, I believe 250 times she's allegedly molested, I think is around 11 year old, I think is as young as the age 10 or 11 years old. There's two lawsuits filed.
Well, there's a motive.
That would maybe give him some sort of sympathy or leniency to sexual misconduct, sexual harassment, pedophilia. And when I read that about Cosgrove, that he had a leniency towards pedophiles, I just was like, how could you? What voting block is that a political... staple for, you know, you don't put that on your website. You know, that's not a marketing slogan. Why would you ever have a leniency towards pedophiles? And then it you know, through this, it kind of occurred to me that I guess, like, if the pedophile in question, or if there was, you know, if it was your brother or your sister, I could see how maybe you would have some sort of sympathy for the disease, perhaps. And you know what? Well, that turns out to be the case for Dennis Vacco. His sister, Diana, has been accused of nearly 200 instances of child molestation while she was working as a teacher for the Diocese of Buffalo. And then there's I think, another lawsuit. She moved to Florida. She has a home in Palm Beach, Florida, near Jeffrey Epstein's operations. Could be completely coincidental. And in this second lawsuit, the victim alleged that she was molested in Vacco's Palm Beach, Florida home. So that's crazy. That's crazy to believe. When this came across our desk, I was like, man, like, really? This, the former attorney general who was just so hard on child pornography and also internet gambling rings, like, that really needed the attention. Anyhow, has a sister who's been accused of molesting children. It's just like hard to believe. And she worked for the diocese also, like, every time. But yeah, I was like, I gotta see if this is, you know, all completely the real deal. And yep, looked pretty easy to find. Pulled up the lawsuit, read through it, just like, whoa. Over years it happened, apparently. Anyhow, so, you know, like, there is suspicion why someone could have impartiality and bias. And it would make sense that he's the diocese man after his tenure was relatively inactive on cracking down on clergy abuse while he was attorney general. You know, it makes sense that he didn't go work for the diocese. And then all this, you know, sudden when he's not attorney general, these cases are coming out. You know, it's just like typical villain shit. I don't know how else to explain it.
You know, there's been an article that's written. I think it was called Marching Orders. It was the Buffalo News, I believe.
Yes, it's in the Buffalo News.
And there is an understanding, or there has been an understanding in Buffalo, that any priest, Catholic priest only, that is caught in crime is not arrested. They're taken to the bishop and it's dealt with outside of the legal system. That goes against our constitution. That goes against our country, our laws. It's not good for society when you have this theocracy that's running this town. There's
no, and in the article also, I believe it was a detective in the Buffalo Police Department who's retired. He did specify also that this marching order did not apply to any other denomination of a clergyman. So a rabbi, a Protestant minister, they were excluded. This was solely for Catholic clergy. They were to be handed over to the bishop, and the bishop would take care of everything. And as we can see, the bishop didn't take care of anything. He only covered it up. Covered up abuse, covered up crimes.
And Dennis Vacco's doing this Project Ripcord, and you never caught any priests? You never caught Jeffrey Epstein? You never caught any of these pedophiles? Like, who did you catch? And I just find it very disturbing that the story was written, and I think there was like, 1,500 people they caught, and it involved some other countries, and And that's all you heard about it. It went nowhere. It just sort of went away. And one of the owners said that he was, I believe, being entrapped. And the other owner walks away scot-free. So how does one walk away scot-free and the other one's saying he's entrapped? It's just very bizarre, very, very concerning as well.
So I'm going to look more into this, and because that raises just some crazy corruption questions. And this was a lot to unpack. I mean, this is a full suitcase. You got to throw it on your bed, start to, you know, where are the socks, where are the underwear, where's my dop kit, my toothbrush. There's just a lot in this whole package we received, and it's really mind-blowing, and so many things I'm just, it's like a lot to process. And there's other things that have developed through this. And, you know, I mean, it's just like, oh, no surprise the diocese internet provider was in a legal matter which involved thousands of child pornography suspects and literally one of very few internet service providers that even would allow access to this pedo university, even, which makes it, it's like, it's not like, okay, this is by accident. You don't accidentally access pedo university without intentionally trying to go to somewhere like that. You know, I don't think that that's by any means a mistake, or kids on their dad's computer trying to look up porn, see their first naked lady. Like that's not what those clicks were. And that's not what that data is saying. And it's just, you know, all too coincidental that the Buffalo Diocese would be a customer, and Our Lady of Victory in particular would be a customer of BuffNet, and BuffNet would find itself in a criminal court case that involved child pornography and pedophilia in particularly. And also, not surprising that no arrests were made by Attorney General Vacco against the diocese during that time and through Project Ripcord. So, you know, no surprises here except for how shocking it is all to believe that it's true. Allegedly. Anyhow, BuffNet and its accompanying rabbit hole that we've now started to peer down into is just one of the many new leads that have come up through the Christmas season and into the new year. We're trying to get in, well, we're in touch with Nick Bryant, incredible reporter, covered the Franklin scandal. Maybe you know him. Anyhow, there's some parallels here, and we're going to try to get him on the podcast very soon. And thanks for being with us. Thanks for sticking with us. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon. Boom, this Justin. Rachel literally just opened the door and said Nick Bryant agreed to the interview while she was on her diesel run. She was going to get diesel for our neighbor whose ranch truck had run out of fuel. Anyhow, so that's great news. Nick Bryant is the man. That will be our next episode, where he is going to, you know, he knows all about these sex trafficking, child pornography networks, including Jeffrey Epstein's. He was the first person to introduce his black book into evidence legally. He broke the Franklin scandal, broke it wide open, wrote an incredible book about it. Rachel's covered that on her Seven Deadly Sinners podcast. And there's some huge parallels here. So stay tuned. We love you. Thanks for being here. Breaking news coming in by the minute. Deadly Diocese, Season 2.
Tie with church and state. And there's really no line in Buffalo. It's very blurred. There is no separation from it. There's not. And there needs to be very badly. but I don't think the people understand, in my opinion, he's only doing what Rome tells him to do. Rome is very aware of what he's doing, and he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. And the only one that's benefiting out of this are the lawyers, as they keep getting paid millions upon millions of dollars.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7-9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.